HR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A North Carolina dad may have saved lives at an amusement park in Charlotte. WBTV reporter Cam Gaskins says Jeremy Wagner noticed a huge crack in a pillar supporting the Fury 325 roller coaster.
Wagner's daughter Caroline rode the Fury 8 times on Friday and wonders why her dad caught that crack before any park employee did.
Because I feel like the employee should have gotten it.
Carowinds released a statement Friday night after shutting down the ride that says in part, quote, "As part of our comprehensive safety protocols, all rides, including Fury 325, undergo daily inspections to ensure their proper functioning and structural integrity."
Well, the park shut down the ride after Wagner showed them video of that crack. An annual block party in Baltimore turns deadly early this morning.
Baltimore law enforcement's looking for more than one suspect in an early Sunday morning mass shooting that left two people dead, more than two dozen others hurt. Acting Police Commissioner Rich Worley says of suspects,
"We know for sure there is definitely more than one. We don't know exactly how many, but we do know more than one person was shooting."
And Mayor Brandon Scott promises,
"We're not going to be dismayed by cowards that committed this mass shooting. We're not going to sleep until we pull them off."
Tom Foti, CBS News.
The holiday weekend is a scorcher for millions of people. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
Across the Southwest, punishing heat has upped the risk of heat stroke in Texas, Arizona, Nevada, and California, where over 30 cities are on the brink of breaking temperature records.
And it was yet another day of thousands of delays and cancellations in airports across the country. Well, thousands of hotel workers in Southern California went on strike in the middle of the holiday weekend. Union workers, including cooks, servers, bellmen, and room attendants, say they deserve better pay and improved benefits. No pressure, but Novak Djokovic will begin his pursuit of a fifth consecutive Wimbledon championship and eighth overall beginning tomorrow. He also will be attempting to claim an open-era record 24th Grand Slam trophy over the coming 2 weeks.
Most of my attention is focused on my body and my mind and my game and trying to, I guess, bring it to the optimal state where I'm performing my best every match.
With no big winners in Saturday night's Powerball, Monday's drawing is now worth an estimated $522 million. Saturday's drawing was the 31st since a ticket with all six numbers was sold. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under clear skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 93 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows around 66. 92 Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms, 81 Wednesday, storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we're here in Waukesha. I'm calling this one the Devil's DMB Throwback Thursday Edition.
Oh, man, going back. Summerfest today, Crudy. The Dave Matthews Band. I'm so excited. It's been a long time. I've been listening to DMB all day today.
Thursday, that feels like it should be a Friday.
It should totally be a Friday. Everyone working the board, our fair audience, happy, happy second week of Summerfest to all of us.
Buddy, we're down here in the WAUK, the Shaw Studios. Feels so good. We're going to be joined very shortly, live via Zoom at least, Mark Thompson, Elections Commissioner, right here at great state of Wisconsin. He's a friend of ours, and he's got his own fine show right here on the Civic Media Network. Monday night's the Paul Revere Show, but we asked him to join us on a Thursday afternoon. Not too late, because got family in for the 4th.
I mean, it is the holidays, man.
But as we left the airwaves yesterday, there was some question about the future of Wisconsin's Elections Commission Administrator, Megan Wolf. And here's the problem. Megan Wolf tried to operate in a state that's being run by completely backwano crazy Republicans. Because the only unsatisfactory thing about her tenure to date is the lie that Donald Trump had the election stolen from him. That's the only problem, is a fantasy of Republicans' creation.
And that fantasy persists to this day.
It does, because they're forcing out the elections commissioner. Hell, they're making up the law as they go along now. I think we should start there today, Dom. It's not quite Friday grievances.
It kind of feels like it.
Maybe it should be.
We've got a lot of grievances today. We'll have 2 days of grievances this week.
I think we'll need them. Molly Beck and Jesse Apoyan fight over the Wisconsin elections, take a turn with Senate move to force a vote on top administrator Megan Wolf. Again, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Mark Thompson joining us very soon. But let's get this reporting out there for the record, Dom. Wisconsin Republican state senators are forcing a vote that could result in the removal of the state's top election official, less than a year before voters in this battleground state begin taking their first tallies in the 2024 presidential election. And Dom, Republican state senators late Wednesday passed a resolution that surprised their Democratic colleagues to launch confirmation hearings for the embattled administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, again, Megan Wolf, even though she has not been nominated for a new term. We're going to take up her future nomination before she is nominated. Now, there was a little strategizing happening at the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and Mark will give us some of the insights, but I'm going to continue reading from the reporting for now. A requirement before such proceedings are allowed to begin under state law. Again, you got to be nominated before you can have a nomination hearing. But
seems logical to me. You got to be nominated first.
If you want to deny her confirmation, well, then you grab up before she's even nominated and you deny it, baby. That's the Republican logic here. Doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense, but let me continue. The maneuver came a day after members of the bipartisan State Elections Commission deadlocked on a motion to reappoint its administrator, Wolf, while failing to agree on how to respond to their desire to keep her in her job despite pressure from Republicans to oust her. Now, here's the interesting part. Both sides want to keep her, but legislative Republicans, they want her out. A little bit more. The commission motion to reappoint Wolf stalled Tuesday after Democratic members abstained from voting in order to prevent Wolf from undergoing a Senate confirmation process that would likely result in Wolf losing her job. Because of the intense distrust of Wolf amongst Republican senators, as it's written here, a byproduct of false 2020 election claims perpetrated by former President Donald Trump. I mean, this one's to control.
That's such a diplomatic and civil way to put it, as a byproduct of the false 2020 election claims. Is that what we're calling it now? It's pure BS. Everything they claim to believe in has been proven false. They've had their court cases. They've lost. Hell, the Supreme Court even ruled that the legislature is not the last word on this. So the whole Eastman strategy, unconstitutional. But don't let that dissuade you.
Don't let the fact that we've got like 1,835 decentralized voting districts in the state of Wisconsin. There is no way to rig an election in a statewide. Please continue. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll continue on from the finer.
Why would reporting. I let the facts get in the way of these Republicans?
Republican senators' resolution allows them to take up Wolf's nomination and send it to the Senate Elections Committee, despite not having her nomination before them from the commission. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said on the Senate floor that Wolf's nomination will move through the normal process with a public hearing and subsequent votes. Wisconsinites across
They're going to hang her in absentia, Dom.
The Wisconsinites across the state and from both parties have loudly and consistently expressed their discontent with the election process in both Wisconsin and nationally.
That's not at all true,
LeMahieu said.
Who amongst the Democratic Party? Give me an example where Democrats are bemoaning the election process.
Who's our pal that was running for Milwaukee for the mayor? Taylor. There's one. I'm just saying. If you want to throw one out there, that's perhaps who LeMahieu is referencing here. I'll continue. He says, our constituents deserve consistency and certainty in the administration of our elections.
How about fact-based decision-making? How about not believing the crap being peddled by the Cheeto Messiah? Because that's the only reason you'd have to get rid of her, is because she's standing in the way of you stealing elections.
Here's some of the facts, Curdy. State law requires 2/3 of the 6-member commission to nominate an administrator for a new term. But LeMahieu told reporters on Wednesday the commission's vote of 3 Republican members voting in favor of reappointing Wolf and 3 Democratic members abstaining from voting all qualified as a 2/3 vote. They could have voted no. They didn't vote no. That would have been a tie vote. But it was a unanimous vote, LeMahieu said. 3-0 is a 2/3 vote.
No, mathematically it is not. Nothing you say makes any sense to me.
State law says 2/3 of members of commission are required to nominate an administrator, not 2/3 of voting members. However, great points there from Molly Beck and Jesse
Poyer. Wait, he's got to retort. The Senate Majority Leader, he's got to give him the answer. Here's all you need to know.
LeMahieu told reporters an attorney supported his argument.
Is it John Eastman?
It's pretty simple math, he said.
Is it Rudy Giuliani?
They've had some issues believing, or at least what, following through on actual, what, lawful advice from attorneys these days? Is that what it is? A little bit more here. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard from Madison told reporters the move amounted to the worst of politics. Democratic lawmakers stormed off the floor after the vote
before
the Senate adjourned. Agard said this, I thought I saw the lowest of the low in the state of Wisconsin. Government has been very broken, and this is a violation of the integrity of the state of Wisconsin and the integrity of the body. And I believe that the majority party, frankly, has really disappointed the state of Wisconsin, Melissa Agard.
Well, there's a very political way of saying they are total D-bags. You can't take 3-0, up a nomination 3-0 that isn't...
3-0, man. It's math. Crudy, don't worry your pretty little head about it. It's science and math. And Republicans believe in anything, it's science and math.
You know, they used to have a McDLT burger. A McDLT. And it was 1/3 a pound of hamburger, pre-cooked weight, my understanding. But people didn't want the 1/3 pound burger because they did not understand the metric system or fractions, apparently. They didn't realize that 1/3 was bigger than a 1/4 pounder. I am asserting LeMahieu is one of those that does not understand that, fractionally speaking, half is not larger than 2/3.
Crudy, as LeMahieu said, I must reiterate, an attorney supported his argument. Right, I mean, attorneys supported the big lie. Attorneys went to court. Attorneys that
Cleta Mitchell.
Cleta Mitchell, right? The Kraken lady.
Sidney Powell.
Oh, yes. Keep on going. These attorneys.
Alina Hubda. Rudy Giuliani.
Yes. An attorney. Attorney.
Did the attorney have, like, Grecian formula dripping down his face? Was he telling you this information in front of the Four Seasons Landscaping Company? Was it that sort of attorney? Because apparently, you know, getting a piece of paper these days, you know, it's sort of less meritorious than it used to be before Trump's team of attorneys rolled out so many factless and meritless lawsuits and responses and lost what? They're 1 in 61 or something?
1 in 62, something like that.
And the only one they lost was like a... whether or not you could be at 6 feet or 12 feet in terms of viewing ballots as they're being counted. I mean, that here in the state of Wisconsin, they lost the lawsuit, right?
Yes.
Before the false electors cast their votes.
Yes.
And when you talk about lack of confidence in the system, that is entirely a manufacture of Republicans and Donald Trump and Robin Voss, because he hired
Gableman. Right, of course. This is all part of this big act, this big fraud. And now they're using that fraud to what? To continually. It's legacy fraud now. Because now what? Wisconsin Election Commission Megan Wolf, she's on the outs now because, what, 3-0? Even though state law says 2/3 of members of the committee are required? Not just those voting.
And the interesting part, the three Republicans that voted to retain her. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Feels like a Friday we should be kicking somebody's ass.
The biggest douche of the universe. In all the galaxies, there's no big...
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 60. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 88. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Low is around 65. Temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute on 540 AM WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, and of course on Civic Media at civicmedia.us.
Dominic, we got a fine guest, the only man I know that wears more hats than I do. He is Mark Thompson. He is here in his capacity as a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. He's a friend of ours. He does a show on Monday nights around here on Civic Media, the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Tune in for that at 7 on Mondays. But Mark, thanks for joining us. What is going on with the Megan Wolf? I understand that the Wisconsin Elections Commissioners seemingly support this administrator, but knowing that this Trump lie has so polluted the Republican Party, the legislative Republicans in this state, she's got about a 0% chance of getting through confirmation, does she not?
Well, you know, it's a very, very unique position for the commission. We're here for the first time. And you're absolutely right. It's unequivocal that 5 of the 6, and maybe all 6 commissioners, believe Megan Wolf is the most qualified person in the United States to run our elections. And we followed the law the other night when they put it on the floor, that after the Supreme Court had ruled that the DNR, you know, could hold over, the head of the DNR hold over. There is no vacancy under the current law. There is no vacancy. So there was no authority for us to appoint anyone, because Megan Wolf remains at the helm. And everyone, at virtually 5 at least of the commissioners, other than Mr. Spindell, who was the, you know, the Trump whatever guy,
fraudulent, you know, supports him. But
so it was very unique. Then last night, when I heard that the Senate somehow construes that there has been a reappointment. You know, the statute's very clear. Assuming that there was a vacancy, you needed 4 of the 6 votes. There aren't that. So, you know, right now she remains at the helm. It's great for Wisconsin. Frankly, if the Senate would meet and confirm her, then there would be no lawsuits, and Megan Wolf and the staff, we could continue and have fair, accurate elections in 2024 and be done with the silliness. But as you say, who knows what the Republican leadership is going to do? But it's out of our hands. We did the right thing. The commissioners want Megan Wolf to stay, and the people of the state hopefully would too. And I would just encourage everybody out there listening, call your senator and tell them to confirm Megan Wolf immediately.
Mark Thompson, our fine guest, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. I see this as a bit of a lose-lose. The worst of both worlds in this regard. We've seen the precedent. Republicans have no problem flouting prior practice when it is to their benefit. And the guy clearly was being political. He was coordinating with Republican legislators in his effort to hold over in this position as DNR chair. But they're not even going to wait for an appointment vote. Mark, they're going to create their own criterion, setting aside the bad mathematical formula that LeMahieu, we've been calling the guy. We know we mispronounced his name. But setting that aside, Mark, it doesn't even seem rational. Can you simply say in life, well, a lawyer told me I could do it, and that absolves you of everything in life? Because that seemingly is Trump's criminal defense in every case.
Well, frankly, I don't believe a legitimate lawyer told him he could do it, right? Any lawyer with a license competent is going to read the statute and say, just as we did that night, there was no vacancy, right? Regardless of what we wanted about the past, the Supreme Court was very clear to our commission, we have to follow the law. The law was, we don't have a vacancy. We did not have the ability to renominate Megan Wolf. Now, I think what's really important is Don Millis calls the attack on Megan Wolf by the grifters, right? Marge Bosselman from Green Lake, a longtime well-respected Republican, thinks Megan Wolf is the best person to do the job. We need stability and reliability in our elections, and Megan Wolf has done an excellent job. All her criticisms are purely political, and as I said the other night, these are political wolves. And it's bandits. And the Senate leadership, I mean, they need to start being serious about this. This is, you know, to all of a sudden create, like you said, Mike, to come up with, say, we got 3-0 and that's really 4 votes and somehow it's there. I mean, this is just ridiculous, right?
Mark Thompson, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, just another minute and a half here. No vacancy, no authority to appoint. So there's how can they possibly make a vote on this? And where do you see this going next in the last 60 seconds, Mark?
It looks like the wolves have taken over the leadership of the Republican Party, and they're going to do something, right? It looks like they're going to try to remove Megan Wolf, despite the fact that the commissioners think that she should stay. And that will mean that there'll be a lawsuit and the Department of Justice will represent Megan Wolf as the legitimate administrator of elections. And that's where it looks like it's going.
Mark, is this going to resolve through the courts? Is that ultimately what happens?
Yes, unless the Republicans grow up and just confirm her, and then there are no lawsuits, and everybody, including the commissioners, think that Megan Wolf should be there, and there we go.
All right, we'll see you in court then, Counselor. Appreciate your time, hey, Wisconsin.
One last thing. Unless, right, these Republicans want to go spend another $1 million on lawsuits, right?
It's not their money, Mark.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Happy 4th, Mark.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor. Colleague.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under clear skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 93. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows around 66. 92 Tuesday, with a chance for scattered storms. 81 Wednesday, storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Don't drink the water.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates. No use
in hiding. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a DMB Thursday edition. Thank you to our most recent guest, the fine one, Mark Thompson. He is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. He is a fine attorney with Gingras, Thompson, and Walks. He also is a host right here on the Civic Media Network.
And he's a good dude, too, man. I like Mark.
He is a good dude.
Yeah.
And he is a fine host of the Paul Revere Show, Monday nights, 7 o'clock, originating from where we're at right now, Dom, the WAUK studios. And I stepped outside briefly And it started raining. Why is it whenever you and I have concert tickets on the same night, outdoor venue, it's bound to rain?
Have faith, Crudy. It will pass. It's good. Take a little
this
bit of smog
shall
out
pass.
Of the air. Yeah, man. It'll be, the sun will be out when Dave comes on.
Knocking the particulates down, perhaps. A couple of quick thoughts. Walked down the street today. Had some of the Dan's meatloaf. A lot like Ma's meatloaf.
Yeah.
Made by Dan. Very good stuff. But on the way back, I got to tell you, I jaywalked here in Waukesha, which is about like speeding in Rosendale. You know, like I knew I was tempting faith. And I did it right in front of a Waukesha PD, one of the finest. Jaywalked in front of him. I was feeling that sort of petulance going on today. You know, I just pretended like I didn't even see him, but I saw him. I knew. Well, Dom, that's how it must feel to, you know, be impervious to laws. You just act without regard for who it may harm or what it may do. That's how it must feel to be Trump. It's like jaywalking around the world at any given
Trump,
time.
Man, not just Trump. I mean, look what's going on here. We just talked about this Devin LeMahieu. Meh, right?
LeMahieu.
What is
heavy
are
on the
doing?
Meh.
Heavy on the meh. Like, meh, total meh. To come out and what? Now, as Thompson said, what? To
hooked spend, on phonics, work for Dom.
Spend other people's money to address an issue that's not there. If they claim that they have little faith in Megan Wolf, it is because they believe the big lie. If it's true,
they don't believe it.
Okay, so then it's just a political act.
Yes,
to try to push someone out who is, according to everyone that I've talked to about this, other than apparently the Wisconsin state senators, totally qualified and the expert and the one person to do this job.
She's an IT geek. I mean, I've heard this explained recently. The act of administering elections, a lot of is administering internet technology. She's an IT geek. They act like she's some sort of Zuckerberg-born, Soros-raised, Marxist, liberal, whatever. That is so far from the truth. She is a very...
Doesn't matter what the truth is, obviously.
Obviously.
Crudy. I mean,
like, because the whole point is that with no evidence... Under a fabricated circumstance.
That they still believe.
Or never did. And they're going to hold it against a otherwise very qualified person who is highly regarded by all who didn't commit election fraud. Sorry about you, Bob Spindell. I think you, sir, should have to worry about criminal indictment coming down the pike someday soon. That or maybe he's one that, you know, spun himself a little immunity down. But at the end of the day, it is so hard to believe that we govern by fantasy here. And Republicans, they have utter disdain for their constituents.
If you have power and do not use it, it is pointless to have. And they continue to use it in any way, shape, form, every time, every angle, every push, regardless of the motivation, regardless of the facts, regardless of who pays the bill. That is what these Republicans continue to do. It's all about the power.
When we use the term fascism, this is the exertion of the state's power in unreasonable ways. This is the personification of the semi-fascism we keep describing, at least in my humble opinion. But there's no there. They're completely inconsistent. Obviously, Fred Preen, you know, they were all down for this. They all conspired with the man to make sure he stayed in that role.
At the DNR.
At the DNR, where he was actually opposed by the new governor in the executive branch. But now the elections commissioner, and let's not forget, these very same Republicans threw out the government accountability board. We had retired judges, man. What, you couldn't get umpires from MLB? You wouldn't trust them either. Because, of course... You're lying to your constituents. You're raising money off of this. You continue to perpetrate and engage them by lying to them and telling them something was stolen from them. Only you, LeMahieu, how's it go?
Meh.
LeMahieu, you know you're lying. You're lying through your freaking teeth. Whatever lawyer gave you that advice.
It's terrible advice.
Tell Rudy you're not paying him.
Yeah, I mean, come on. State law, as it states here in the fine reporting of the Journal Sentinel, state law says two-thirds of members of the commission are required to nominate an administrator, not two-thirds of the voting members. I mean, so take state law. State law. So now what?
They're just making it up as they
go along. Okay, lawsuits. Well, now, as mentioned, Crudy, they love the marketing of this, right? They love the messaging. Well, we GOP, we're going after these, what, deep state elections commissioners? You know, is that what they're going? And, oh, yeah, any lawsuit, that'll be paid by the taxpayers. But we are going to stand up for you, GOP members, MAGA members, so make sure that you give us your donations so we can continue to serve you. The only thing they're serving is a plate full of BS.
You want more BS? I got more BS for you.
Plenty of it.
These Wisconsin Senate Republicans last night, for the first time procedurally, they were forced to vote, go on the record where they stood on the 1849 abortion ban. And with unanimously, the entire Republican caucus voted to uphold the abortion ban, no exceptions for rape or incest, maybe the life of the mother if you can find, you know, enough doctors to go along with
it. If you're close enough to dead, maybe they can do something about that. Crudy, the reporting here at the Cap Times, Jack Kelly, has mentioned all 22 Republican members of the state Senate voted against repealing Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban on Wednesday, marking the first floor vote on tossing the 174-year-old abortion ban since Roe v. Wade was overturned, and it took effect once again. Senate Democrats, all 11 of whom voted to repeal the ban, forced the vote by introducing the idea as an amendment to a Republican-authored budget bill lawmakers were slated to vote on Thursday night. The vote came just days after the first anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Dobbs-Jackson Women's Health Organization, which overturned a half century of court precedent that established a constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy, in turn triggering Wisconsin's abortion law. Republicans had avoided voting on the ban prior to Wednesday using procedural moves. Now, why would you do that, Crudy? Why would you avoid? I mean, this is what they truly believe, right? This is what they want. This is the way they've been asking for since Roe v. Wade. But they've been making procedural moves, what, not to go on the record?
Very courageous.
They've been using procedural moves to avoid it. For example, when Democratic Governor Tony Evers called a special session last June to repeal the law, GOP lawmakers gaveled in and out of the session without voting on repealing the ban. Wednesday's vote forced Republican senators to take a public stance on the law.
Now we know where they stand, Dom. Every single one of them. And they stand uniformly against women's reproductive and abortive rights.
Second-class citizens. The Democratic amendment from Wednesday would have restored access to abortion to what it had been under Roe v. Wade. Speaking before the vote on the Senate floor, Senator Kelda Royce, a Democrat from Madison, made the case that access to abortion is critical to women's health, family lives, and financial futures. Her quote, "Women know how much bleaker their future will be if they can't access abortion." She added, "This abortion ban has to go. Women deserve better." No Republican lawmakers spoke during debate on the measure that would repeal the ban.
I'm surprised no one pulled out the King James Bible and preached from it.
So they used procedural moves to avoid going on the record. Now the Republicans unanimously vote for this, and none of them have the respect for women in this state enough to stand up on the floor and explain to them from their heart, from their mind, wherever it comes from, why.
From their caucus leader?
Why it is that they believe that women are secondhand citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
They bow down to the pressure of the caucus leader because I cannot believe every Republican senator in the state of Wisconsin, all 22 of them, believe that women should have all their reproductive abortive rights stripped from them. I can't believe that is the case, Tom. So what are they? They're very compliant. They got into line.
These boots aren't going to lick themselves, Crudy.
844-967-2789. Also got the shiny new app. People have been, what do you call it, texting us. I guess they're texting us. One says,
Le meh, Hugh.
Probably has the same lawyer as Andrew Hitt. And I would point out, Andrew Hitt is a lawyer, the false Trump elector. I mean, hell, he's like the lead political counsel at Michael Best and Friedrich. You shouldn't be taking advice from other counsel. If you are a lawyer, take your own advice, counselor, and don't commit fraud. But I wonder if that's the lawyer. Here's another one. Rain by the lakefront should make air quality better for Dave Matthews. Thanks, guys. Have fun. Woo-hoo. We will.
Oh, yeah.
I assure you, we will have fun. Both together and independently, we will have fun. One more. Can't wait till you boys take a call from that idiot CJ. Well, actually, yes, I can.
So the Republicans have laid bare for all to see their thoughts on all the women in Wisconsin. As Senator Ron Johnson said, it might get a little messy, and if it gets too rough for you, well, you can just leave.
Why would any woman want to live here? You know, like if I was a young Gen Z, if I was Kelsey's age, my daughter's
where the greatest radio station ever is.
It's all across the state, unfortunately. You know, the state of Wisconsin is under an 1849 abortion ban, but I got a 29-year-old daughter living in L.A., living on the leftist coast. Got all sorts of rights extended to her under California state law. She's got legalized marijuana. She's got legal abortive care if she so desires and needs. Got a lot of rights extended to her. Why in the hell would she ever want to move back to Wisconsin?
How about a lot of rights recognized by the state? Rights that should always be there, regardless of who, what political party is in power. You know what I'm saying?
These their favorite claim? States' rights.
Oh, religious rights. I mean, they got all sorts of things.
State by state, religious rights. Yeah,
right. When it pertains to them, they're all about it. So, I mean, yes, why would anyone?
I will not bake a gay wedding cake. Yeah. You cannot make me go to Rainbow Land.
There's no Rainbow Land.
I will not go to Rainbow Land.
You can't make me.
I mean, the movie, The Campaign, we're referencing some of the funnier lines from that movie. But really, it is a reflection on the electorate. I mean, that was some 10 years ago or more when Will Ferrell yeah. and others, Jason Sudeikis, a very funny movie.
Zach
Galifianakis.
There you go, yeah.
Between the Green Ferns guy. Between Two Ferns, yes, all those clever lines, but the audience, the electorate, the constituency that ate up the babble being fed to them. I don't want to live in Rainbow Land, and you cannot make me live in Rainbow Land. Well, that was the story I wrote. I was 9 years old. There's no Rainbow Land. I will not go to Rainbow Land. You know, it's like these Republicans, this abortion ban. Are you going to deal with the reality that befalls you here in the state of Wisconsin? Women don't want this. You're not going to win another statewide election as long as this is the case. And it's only through the strength of the partisan gerrymander of the Wisconsin state legislature that all of you bums haven't been voted out. But the right lawsuit comes before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Let's not forget. Our girl, Janet Protasiewicz, she's like a month away from the court.
Yeah, baby.
August 1st, she is impaneled on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And it's game on. It's game on. And this sort of bad governance, that only works with the gerrymander. You think you got better ideas and better candidates? Prove it.
844-967-2789. Coming back with your calls.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 60. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 88. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 65. Chance for scattered storms Tuesday and Wednesday. Low 90s Tuesday, upper 80s by Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
I say my hell is the closet, I'm stuck inside. Can't see the light.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, going to the lines. Thank you for being patient. 844-967-2789. Jack from the Mac, you are up first. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack.
All I can say is, why are there so many songs about rainbows? Anyway, seriously, my son just graduated from UW-Eau Claire. He's got a degree in teaching. He is leaving the state. He's teaching in Minnesota. Just for one thing, one good reason, they do support their educational system there.
Well, we support our prison system here, Jack. They double our educational spending, and we double their prison spending.
A lot more criminals apparently live in Wisconsin, Jack.
Yeah, something like that. In any case, the apparently, at least according to what I've heard on your station, the Minneapolis or the St. Paul Public Schools are they're offering a $10,000 signing bonus for teachers. So I can see why at least one good reason why he's going there.
Well, it's not the Vikings.
Jack, has there been a specific conversation about some of these, you know, issues as of late? Of course, the abortion law, of course, Act 10. You know, how the Republicans address our educational system. Have you had discussions like that with your son? And what's his take on the current GOP governance here?
Well, he's not real overjoyed. Fortunately, his mom and I were able to support his college education, so it didn't cost him $50,000 to $75,000 in loans that a lot of people have to just to go to a UW school, one of the branch schools, not UW Madison. That's more like $100,000. I mean, this is crazy. These guys want people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. They're not just cutting the bootstraps. They're throwing away the sandals.
Yeah, right on, Jack. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Mark, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Thanks, brother. Someday we'll find it. The rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Yeah, it's just
and
ridiculous.
And Robin Foss.
That these clones apparently don't know how to do math. I mean, apparently this Mayhew got his degree at the Dort College in Iowa in business administration and political science, I think it was, because I was checking them out. Apparently he can't do math. He can't do grade school math. And if the law says that it's two-thirds of the members not members voting, two-thirds of the members voting, he's bearing false witness against the law, and that's a direct violation of supposedly the tenets that he was educated on at that college, John, because he's a Calvinist Christian.
But, Mark, here's the deal, though. He has an attorney that told him something he wanted to hear. And if the GOP, if the MAGA movement has any consistency, is believing what they want to hear from attorneys. Thanks for the call, man.
Oh, if only it were true. My many, many fantasies, if only they could be reinforced by attorneys and legal opinions. Not actually.
You just got to find one, man. That's all you do. As soon as you find one, then you can, you know, go to the journalist like meh did and say, hey, I got attorney degrees with me, man.
Do you remember when Scott Walker, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, did that with for Dane County Sheriff David Mahoney? Mahoney must have made some offhanded comment that please don't legalize marijuana. And that's all Walker needed for the rest of his career. He had one Dem that was against it. Now, it was a law and order Dem. It was a misinformed Dem. And I like David Mahoney, but he was terribly misinformed.
He didn't know
on the subject anything of marijuana.
About weed. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like I met this one guy one time who said the right thing, and I've been clutching onto that.
Ever since.
Ever since. Because it makes my case. And, of course, I'm not trying to be influenced. I'm not trying to grow.
No.
I'm not trying to, you know, be faced with information that might change my opinion.
I'm trying to find support for my agenda. Regardless.
And never, never break ranks. Hence the 22 Republicans that voted to uphold an abortion ban that is disastrous for Wisconsin Republicans. Disastrous.
No, politically disastrous for Wisconsin Republicans and real life disastrous for every single woman
for Wisconsin
in the state.
Women, yes. Yes. That's, well, the current policy is disastrous. All 22 Republicans voted for it. And it is not like the 35% of Wisconsinites that are like, ah, I'm not sure if abortion should be legal. The 65% that think it should be legal, well, they're being totally disregarded. And the 25% that think, well, okay, but there better be rape or incest. There should be a reason for these exceptions. But that's not what they voted for. They voted for the 9%. Remember when Tim Michaels was running for governor and we looked at the polling, the Marquette University Law School polling, and the position he held was the most extreme position, uphold the current abortive ban. How'd that work out for Tim Michaels?
Not too good.
He's not Governor Tim Michaels.
He is not.
He lost by 89,000 votes.
He wished he could get some of his money back.
He lost by 89,000 votes to Tony Evers, which is a virtual landslide in the state of Wisconsin. And I think in no small part, you know, it wasn't the fact he came from Connecticut. It was the fact that he was extreme on the abortion issue. And Democrats held him accountable.
One of the many reasons. He was very unpalatable in many, many ways. Many, many, many ways. But let's not forget.
He had a really bad Donald Trump impersonation.
Let's also remember, you break down the numbers, right, of you know, different levels of support for abortion for forced government birthing. All 22 of those Republicans had the opportunity during the debate of this bill to step up and let their feelings be known, to step up and explain themselves, to explain to their female constituents why they were voting this way. None of them did. They could have used that platform to say, Tony Evers, we want to negotiate with you. We can't possibly have this 1849 bill. I'm going to vote for it, but that's because we have nothing else right now. We need bipartisanship. We need to work something on this. There could have been any number of varied debate explanations. But every single one of those Republicans, every single one, did not respect the women of this state enough to stand up and explain themselves.
Never did, never will.
Don't care.
Don't give a damn about women. Come back with us. Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Is it Friday? I feel like we got some grievances. There's more grievances coming, man. The U.S. Supreme Court? I mean, come on, man.
It is the happier happy hour.
Is
Let's
it?
Break out the cocktails. Let's
yes.
get to it.
Yes.
Your early grievances coming up next at 844-967-2789. Dom and Crew,
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5